Nonpartisan analysis forecasts Democrats will fail to retake U.S. Senate majority in midterms. By Hannah Knudsen on May 25, 2026. A nonpartisan analysis forecasts that Democrats will fail to retake the U.S. Senate majority in the midterms. Despite the establishment media narrative that Republicans could lose the upper chamber. An Inside Elections analysis recently provided an updated rating, with the tally forecasting Republicans with 52 seats, Democrats with 45 seats, and three toss-ups. More specifically, the analysis showed Maine and Ohio tilting in the GOP's direction. In Maine, for example, Senate candidate Graham Platner, D., the left's presumptive nominee hoping to oust Republican Senator Susan Collins, Army, has continued to go down in flames with resurfaced Reddit posts showcasing shocking remarks he has made. In one, the 41-year-old Democrat mocked an American soldier who was shot four times in Afghanistan, writing, "Dumb motherfucker didn't deserve to live." In another unearthed social media post, Platner admitted to masturbating every time he defecates in a porta-potty, and he praised crude penis drawings. The forecast also looked at other swing states, including Michigan, North Carolina, and Georgia, deeming all three toss-ups. In Georgia, Republican candidates are battling it out to take on Senator John Ossoff, DGA, for his seat. Republican Senate candidate Derek Dooley has come under fire for suggesting that he supports allowing illegal migrants to stay in the United States, calling himself very sensitive to both sides on the issue. His primary challenger, Representative Mike Collins, RGA, has a distinctly different anti-amnesty view and has made that abundantly clear. The guy who has the same immigration policy as John Ossoff shouldn't be who he replaced John Ossoff with, Collins remarked. In Michigan, candidates are vying to take retiring Senator Gary Peters, D., seat, with recent surveys showing Democrat Abdul El-Sayed leading the primary. During a Breitbart News Saturday discussion with Michigan Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers, Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle described the state's Senate race as arguably the number one Republican pickup opportunity anywhere in America. "They've all got huge problems here," Rogers said of Democrat candidates, adding that some candidates are very interested in owning grocery stores and owning every bit of your health care. Regardless, even if Michigan, as well as Georgia and North Carolina, were to swing Democrats' direction, Republicans would still be able to hold a majority in the Senate. The final swing state listed is New Hampshire, which currently leans Democrat, per the forecast. Currently, Republicans have a 53-47 majority, so Democrats would need plus four seats for a majority.